You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
He's late.
Not very.
He's playing games with us because of the hearing. He knows how precious our time with Henry is.
Don't get yourself worked up, Pat. We'll give it 5 minutes and then we'll ring.
Oh, maybe Henry didn't want to come. If Rob's told him he's got custody...
Now, what did I say about getting yourself worked up?
I know, I'm sorry. It's just... I wish Helen would ring.
So do I, love.
Nothing since last week. What can she be going through? At last.
Come on, love. We have to try and keep this civilised for Henry's sake.
I know.
Hey, Henry. How lovely to see you.
Hello, Granddad.
Rob.
Tony, can I come in for a moment? I've got a bag for Henry.
Yes, of course.
Henry. Hello, sweetheart. Have you got a kiss for Granny?
Hey, go on, Henry. It's all right.
Good boy.
Thank you, darling. Morning, Rob.
Morning, Pat.
Let me take your jacket, Henry. We have a snack and then Grandad and I thought we'd take you out for the day.
Somewhere we can see some wild animals.
Lions and monkeys. Do you like that?
I want to see the elves.
Oh, I don't think they've got elves there.
No, don't worry, Henry. I'm sure Grandad and Granny will take you to see the elves. You can see the wild animals another time.
Can he?
Well, he's so excited about the elf migration. I'm sure you wouldn't want to disappoint him. Here's his costume.
His costume? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Had you forgotten about it?
We have had a few other things on our mind.
Really? It's all we've been talking about, isn't it, Henry?
Grandma Arslan made me an outfit.
That was very nice of her.
Yeah, sorry, I would have said something, but I thought you'd know. With Clary working in the dairy.
Clary mentioned it, but I wasn't...
You didn't think Henry would want to take part? Oh, well.
I want to see the elves.
We'll take you.
Of course we will.
I want Grandma to see me.
Don't worry, Henry. We'll be there.
Will you?
Of course. Don't want to waste my T-shirt.
T-shirt?
Henry was so excited, I thought I'd better enter into the spirit of things.
So you bought a T-shirt?
Yeah, Kenton's selling them. I bought one from Mum, but she doesn't much fancy it, so, well, you could have it if you like, Pat.
What?
Or Tony. Whoever it fits. I put it in the bag.
Oh, very thoughtful of you.
Oh, don't mention it. I knew you wouldn't want to let Henry down.
Jack, please. Come on. I don't know what you want. Oh, cows.
Thought you could do with a coffee.
That is so kind. I'm desperate for one.
Good timing, then. Was making one for myself. Jaden's asleep.
Oh, look at you.
You look knackered. Here, let me take him.
Oh, thank you.
Now, what's this all about, mister?
No idea. I've tried everything. He's not hungry. Changed him.
Drink your coffee while it's hot. Why are you playing your poor mum up, eh? Can't have that.
Oh, that is so good.
It's only instant.
Don't care what it is, as long as it's got caffeine in it. Oh, Jack.
Well, what's the matter now? Are we not paying you enough attention?
Should I take him back?
No, you drink your coffee. Come on, Jack. Let's have a little rock, shall we?
Oh. Is he going to sleep?
Maybe. If I just sit and hold him for a bit.
How did you do that?
Practice makes perfect. You said your Henry was a good baby.
Yeah, he was. Never any trouble.
Same as my Paige. Courtney was a real shock.
I suppose we can't expect them to be the same.
Can say that again. Did you have a bad night?
He took ages to settle and then I couldn't sleep.
You still thinking about the hearing?
Yeah. I just made such a mess of it.
Don't beat yourself up about it.
How could I not? They've given Rob custody of Henry.
They probably would have done that anyway.
But there was a chance, Kaz, and I blew it.
You can't think like that. It worked in your favour with this little guy. He's safe with you.
But Henry isn't. I should have protected him. I should never have let Rob...
Let him.
I didn't stop him. I let him do this to me.
Well, maybe you didn't have much choice.
No, there's always a choice. And I made the wrong one. Every time.
It's all looking splendid.
Well, I hope I'm not treading on Bert's toes.
Not at all. He'll be very impressed.
I'm only doing the donkey work. But it's nice to have a proper garden to work in again.
Mm. You miss the one at your old house.
Oh, I miss a lot of things about our old house.
Of course. Have you heard from Max lately?
No. Not since the house was sold.
Oh, maybe now that it's all settled, you'll be...
Oh, don't get your hopes up, Mum.
Be friends, was all I was going to say.
I don't think that's very likely. Max is seeing someone else.
Oh, Anna, I'm so sorry.
Don't be. I brought it on myself, didn't I?
I don't think you should look at it like that.
I do. I was the one who... What on earth is that?
It's the great elf migration. But about you and Max, I really don't
think...
What? They're moving from Millennium Wood to Grundy's Field, over Hayden Brook and along the Am.
Oh, well, that explains everything. Another bit of Ambridge madness. Is this an annual event?
Let's hope not. Although it does look like a lot of fun.
Well, don't let me stop you from joining in, Mum. I'm sure someone would lend you some pointy ears. Oh, I'd better...
Look at me, oh. I'm an elf.
And a very splendid one. Henry, you mustn't run away like that.
Excuse me, Pat. I'll make a start round the back, Mum.
Oh, yes, of course. It's a lovely costume, Pat. Did you make it?
No, Ursula. She's supposed to be here, but...
Daddy, you're here.
Henry, what did I just say about running off?
Whoa there, big boy.
I'm not a boy, I'm an elf.
Of course you are, and I've never seen a better one. Afternoon, Carol.
Rob, I see you're dressed for the part too.
Of course. Oh, you're not wearing your T-shirt, Pat.
No, I'm not.
Grandad is. Come and see.
All right. Is that okay with you, Pat?
It'll have to be, won't it?
Well, lead on then, little elf.
Tony's wearing one of those dreadful T-shirts.
Yes. Rob brought it for him. Wasn't that thoughtful?
Very.
And now he's taking over our day. Our one day, and he can't even... I'm sorry, Carol.
Oh, that's all right. Well, I'd better see how Anna's doing.
Oh, of course. See you later.
Oh, that was awkward. I'm sorry.
It's a small village, as you constantly remind me. And Henry wanted to show us his costume.
He was really enjoying himself, wasn't he? I know it's very hard for Pat.
Mum.
I'm no friend of Rob, but he really does seem quite devoted to Henry, and vice versa.
And do you think that makes it any better? Oh. I'll take my mug in.
Anna, I didn't mean... Oh, hell.
Jaden asleep?
Yeah. Afternoon nap. Can't be bad.
Yeah, Jack is too. Must be your good influence.
Or the fact he was up all night. Oh. Just been on the phone to me, Mum.
Have you? Did you speak to the girls?
Courtney. But Paige was watching telly.
And your mum didn't want to interrupt her?
She's still angry with me.
Your mum?
No, Paige. Oh, well, I can't blame her.
I suppose Henry's angry with me too.
Well, he might be now. Doesn't mean he will be forever.
I should ring home, but I can't face it.
They'll understand.
Oh, no. I've just remembered my auntie's supposed to be coming this week.
Is she?
Well, it's so kind of her to come all this way, but I just can't face seeing her, Kaz.
You can't phone, you can't see him. You're a mess, Ellen.
I know. What shall I do?
Have you met the prison chaplain yet?
Oh, no.
No, she'll ring him for you. Pass on a message, I'm sure she will.
So, here's his bag.
Thank you.
Now, I've put the elf T-shirt in too.
Oh, I meant you to keep that as a souvenir.
No, you're all right.
Right then, Henry. We'd better say goodbye to Granny.
I said goodbye.
Pat had to take a phone call.
Oh, well, first things first. We'll be off then.
Do mind the step, won't you?
Sure, I'll manage.
But you haven't got your stick.
Daddy doesn't need it anymore.
Really? Oh, you had it in court.
Some days, Henry. I don't need it some days. See you next Sunday.
Yeah. Bye, Henry.
Bye-bye.
Has he gone?
Yes, thank goodness. Never mind him. What did the prison chaplain want?
Oh, don't worry. Helen hasn't done anything silly. Oh. She was just passing on a message.
From Helen? But why can't she ring herself?
Oh, she's very low. She's not up to it.
Oh, dear.
The chaplain said it was a very common reaction after a custody hearing.
Yeah?
She's sure Helen will be in touch when she's had time to process it.
Oh, I hope so.
She was really nice. Sort of practical, but kind.
Oh, it's good to think someone's keeping an eye on her.
Helen contacted her.
Even better. At least she's talking to someone.
Mum, what are you doing?
Making a start on supper.
I told you I'd do that.
You've been working in the garden all afternoon.
I can still make supper.
You were going at those weeds like a fury.
It was cathartic. I feel a lot better now.
Who was it you were angry with?
Myself, mostly.
Not me. Putting my foot in it about Max.
Oh, you weren't to know.
My stupid comment about Rob Titchener, then.
It wasn't stupid. I'm sorry I snapped at you.
That's all right.
He just gets to me.
I never liked him.
Playing happy families, manipulating every situation for his own twisted ends.
Even fooling your mother. I'm sorry.
No, you were right. And the judge was probably right. It may be the best thing that Henry stays with Rob for now. It's the norm to keep the child settled, but when I think what he could be saying to him...
You'll put it right.
Well, I wish I thought so.
You need a day off. Let's do something tomorrow. Might you be free?
A quick trip to Elfworld.
If you like. I was thinking more of a slap-up lunch. What do you think?
You're not still messing about with that, are you?
I want to get it right this time.
Look, we've got more important things to worry about than your stupid video.
You won't say that when the orders start rolling in.
You better hope they do. We just lost one.
What?
That was Pat on the phone. They're cancelling their order for the farm shop.
Oh, but why?
Well, guess. They weren't selling.
They did very well to start with.
Oh, yeah, people liked them.
Well, if they liked them, why did they stop buying them?
Well, they didn't like them enough to pay extra.
Is that what she said?
More or less.
Oh, well, never mind.
Never mind. Bridge Farm Shop was one of our best local outlets.
We'll find another one.
Oh, we won't if you spend all your time playing the great film director.
Hey, don't look so glum, bro. We've had some good news, haven't we? Riedel's taking more geese.
Well, we've had good news about the geese, yeah.
Expanding to more of their restaurants, getting in early to secure supplies, all down to good marketing.
Done entirely by me, without a video on a website.
Which is why I'm incorporating mention of the geese as part of my new cut.
What? Oh, God, I give up.
All I had to do was re-edit the visuals and rewrite the voiceover script.
In fact, completely start again.
No, all part of the process. You just don't understand film.
Nope. But at least I know I don't.
So now I just have to get Pip to re-record it.
Another biscuit, Carol.
Oh, thanks. Your garden's looking lovely.
The roses need a bit of attention.
Mine's doing pretty well too, in spite of my wretched wrist. What with all Bert's input. Anna had a good tidy-up yesterday. She said it was cathartic.
You can work off a lot of frustrations weeding.
Especially when your tactless mother goes and puts her foot in it. I asked her about Max.
Oh?
Who is seeing someone else.
Didn't you know?
Oh, I hadn't liked to ask. I suppose it was on the cards. They had such a traumatic breakup.
That's why you went to see her at Christmas.
Well, she was practically falling apart.
You didn't say much when you got back.
I didn't know that much myself.
Do you think Max was seeing this new person then?
Oh, no. No, the problem seemed to be Anna's dedication to her work.
But that's a good thing, surely.
Not when it becomes an obsession. She was prosecuting in a difficult case, a man abusing his partner.
Oh. Is that what you think she's facing with Helen?
I don't know. I'm presuming so, judging by Anna's reaction to me talking to Rob yesterday.
You saw Rob?
The elf migration came past us.
Heavens.
Henry ran over to show us his costume.
I thought Sunday was his day with Pat and Tony.
Oh, Henry was with them, but Rob had come to cheer him on.
Oh.
It was all rather awkward. And mentioning Rob to Anna really got to her.
You never really liked him.
Henry does, though. Seeing them together, you can't doubt that.
It's so difficult. Who knows what went on? Anna can't be cross with you for saying what you see.
I shouldn't have said anything. The case I was talking about, Anna lost. She backed right off afterwards, and she's not taken on a case like it since.
Right.
I'm worried this is bringing back bad memories.
Ooh. I'd never have suggested her if I'd known, but she's such a good barrister.
You don't have to feel guilty. Knowing Anna, that would make her fight all the harder.
But at what cost?
Well, that's what worries me. I'm taking her out to lunch today. I hope that'll help her relax.
Morning, Gran. Carol?
Morning, Pip.
Hi. You want to join us for coffee? I made a big pot.
Oh, I'd better not. Lots to do this morning.
Your dad said you were going to help him move the sheep.
All done. But Rex and Toby are moving some hens up.
Oh, are they?
I thought I'd see if they needed a hand.
That's very kind of you.
It is. They should be grateful David's renting them more pasture without expecting you to be unpaid labour.
I don't mind. Actually, it was Josh who asked me to. So I'd better get up there. See you later.
Make sure you're back for lunch. Don't let them keep you.
I won't. Bye, Carol.
Bye, Pip.
Those Fairbrothers. First they lead Josh astray.
It didn't sound as if he needed much leading.
They're still exploiting Pip.
She offered. I know you've got your own reasons to be wary of
them. I seem to be the only one who sees what they're up to.
I'm sure Pip can take care of herself. And it might distract her from brooding about Matthew. That's a good thing, isn't it?
There. I think that's okay.
Couldn't we squeeze a few more in here?
Definitely not. I'll be crowded enough.
Okay. Still, you've got to admit it was worth the extra hassle.
I'm glad we're still able to fulfil our order with Morgan and Minster, of course.
That was the point.
Yeah, I'm not sure it was worth it for Josh.
Oh, don't worry about him.
Well, he got into a lot of trouble with his parents, not to mention a lot of debt.
Water off a duck's back. He can't wait to be a proper partner now he's finished college.
What's he got in mind this time?
He wants to go on the rota for the summer. So we'll be able to get the odd lie-in.
Get the odd lie-in?
Can I come in?
Oh, hi, Pip.
Yeah, welcome to our 5-star accommodation for chickens.
Anything I can do?
Nope, it's all done and dusted. Thanks for the offer.
I'm a replacement for Josh.
He did say he'd try and get here.
Mum's got him cornered in the office.
Ooh, that sounds bad.
It's what he deserves. He's got to make a proper assessment of the Willow Farm business. Draw up a formal loan agreement with Mum and Dad.
Ooh, heavy.
And write a letter of apology to Neil and Hayley.
Well, your mum's very strict, isn't she?
Well, you might have cause to thank her.
Why?
Well, at least, you know, when he lets you down, you'll get a proper letter of apology too.
Talking of letting people down...
Oh, this should be interesting. How far back are you planning to go?
Can I just say I need to be home for lunch?
I'm trying to apologise properly here.
Oh, another first.
I'm really sorry I showed you that awful version of the video and expected you to do the voiceover.
So you should be.
Hear, hear.
So I've re-edited it. I've rewritten the script. And you're perfectly entitled to say no.
Of course she is.
But would you consider doing the new voiceover? Now I've listened to you and David and made it much better.
I don't know.
Poor, you don't half push your luck.
Do I get more samples from Wayne's tasting menu?
You found out?
Of course I did.
Tasting menu? What tasting menu?
Well, do I?
I can't run to that again, but I could get some crisps in. You know, the posh sort.
Oh, Toby. Oh, you really know how to give a girl a good time, don't you?
Oh, I don't know where to begin.
Anything you like. This is my treat.
Oh, Mum, there's no need for that.
Small thank you for everything you're doing for me.
and apology for what you're having to put up with.
Is this about yesterday?
In a way. I know I upset you.
I'm just a bit sensitive at the moment.
Because this case of Helen's reminds you of the one that split you and Max.
Yes. I was the prosecutor, though, that time. Against the abuser.
Well, that must have left a scar. To put so much energy into a case that it breaks your relationship up. And then to lose it.
I could have lived with that. I've lost cases before. I've had failed relationships.
Then what was so particular? You seem haunted by what happened somehow.
So you are a witch. I've suspected that for a long time.
I can't read minds, though. What happened?
I'm not sure I should talk here.
I think it's fine. No one can hear. And I'd like to know, since it's troubling you.
It's very simple. Because I lost the case, the man, the abuser, was allowed back into the family home.
I suppose he would be. One doesn't think.
No, no one does. And the abuse started again.
Oh, terrible. But you can't blame yourself for that.
Can't I?
Well, you did your best. I suppose he was like Rob. Plausible, charming.
Yes, he was like Rob. So the abuse started again. Only this time, he killed her.
Thanks for doing this, Gran. It's lovely.
You've had a busy morning. How did it go with the Fairbrothers?
They'd moved all the hens by the time I got there.
Wasted journey, then.
Yeah. Toby's always good for a laugh.
Josh might not think he's quite so funny now.
No, but you can't blame Rex and Toby for what happened with Josh and the hens. It was all his idea.
I can. They're older and supposedly wiser.
He didn't ask Rex. He just carried Toby along.
Rex must have noticed when strange hens started turning up.
He was away. And there's no stopping Josh when he's got an idea in his head.
I hope he'll think twice about it next time. At least you haven't got yourself involved.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. Toby's asked me to do the voiceover for the egg's promotional video.
I thought you said no.
To the last one. But he says he's redone it.
As long as he's not wasting your time again.
It's never a waste of time seeing Toby. You never know what he's going to come up with next.
I suppose I never thought. I should have asked you.
I wouldn't have told you. I shut everyone out, even Max. That's what broke us up, really.
Oh.
I knew that man was guilty. I worked so hard to prove it.
Of course you did.
I got emotionally involved.
How could you not?
I'm a lawyer. I'm not supposed to.
But in a case like this...
It's even more important not to. If I'd been more detached...
You can't think like that.
But I did. I went over and over every detail trying to see where I went wrong.
Oh, Anna, I'm sure you couldn't have done any more.
That's what Max said. But no one could convince me. That's what broke us. We were so far apart.
I never understood how your work could have driven such a wedge between you. You were so close.
I couldn't be close to anybody. I think I went a little mad.
That's why you gave up that kind of work. You haven't had a case like that since.
I couldn't take the responsibility of putting someone's life in danger again, not then.
But you took Helen's case.
I hoped I was ready. I hoped it could make up for what I'd done before. I could save this woman.
And you will.
Oh, Mum, I wish I was that sure. I've let her down already.
Well, you knew it was likely that the judge would think it was best for Henry to stay with Rob.
I turned that into a certainty. I made a hash of my opening speech.
Was that because of Rob?
I had a terrible flashback to that last case.
But you recovered. It was a momentary lapse.
Which leaves Henry unprotected, if I'm right. I still don't know what was going on in that house.
Now you're prepared. I'm sure it won't happen again.
Are you? There's so much at stake. I don't think I'm up to it.
Oh, darling, don't say that.
Maybe Helen thinks so too. I haven't heard from her since last week. Maybe it would be better if she found someone else.
Oh, we're running low on tonics. Hey, are those today's specials?
Yes, Wayne has surpassed himself.
Let's hope we get a visit from the mystery shopper.
I'm getting a bit close to the awards for that, Jolene.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, I was just saying to Wayne, I hope Beverly would be able to come to the dinner.
Oh, right. What did he say?
Well, unfortunately, she's busy on Friday.
Oh, what a pity.
But she'd really love to meet us. He said that you hadn't done anything about setting that up yet.
Yeah. I've been busy too.
Yeah. Is that the only reason?
What do you mean? Of course it is.
It's not because you don't like the idea that Wayne has found himself another woman.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Kenton. You can't imagine he's been celibate all the years since we split up.
You just seem to be dragging your feet.
Look, I'll sort it. Now, can you go and get them tonics?
Yeah. Right you are.
Love to meet us.
What do you think you're playing at, Wayne? Hmm? How am I supposed to set up a dinner party with the Invisible Woman?
All going smoothly so far?
Yeah. It's a lot of cattle to handle. Pip's doing well.
Well, here's the next.
Easy does it.
Oh, she looks a good weight, Adam.
She is. She's done all right. Got her number?
Yeah. They're all looking in very good shape.
That's one of the advantages of the system. The cattle do really well on it.
Mm. All done?
Yep. Got her.
Go on, off you go.
Next lot, please, Pip.
Does she need a hand?
No, she'll manage okay. Couldn't run a beef operation like this without a decent handling setup.
Oh, quite.
No, this is designed to take the stress out of it, for us and the animals.
Well, it does that all right. I mean, I was worried this was going to take us all day.
Oh, no, we should have them done by the end of the morning. Which is just as well. I said I'll meet Lillian for lunch.
Justin, how lovely to hear from you.
I'm not interrupting your busy morning, Lillian.
Hardly. I was just having a cup of coffee and reading the paper.
Good. Only I've had this rather splendid idea.
Oh, yes?
I know it's your birthday on Friday.
However did you find that out?
Jennifer mentioned it. So I wondered if you were up for a little pre-birthday outing. I know it's short notice, but are you free tomorrow?
Depends what you're offering.
Oh, you do like to keep a chap on his toes, don't you? Wimbledon, tickets for Centre Court.
How on earth have you got hold of those? It's the men's quarterfinals.
Corporate thing. So, lots of champagne and strawberries and cream too.
Oh, it sounds idyllic. I'd love to come.
Oh, that's wonderful. I didn't think you'd be free.
Well, I was supposed to be visiting Helen and meeting my great-nephew, but she's not up to it, poor lamb.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
It is worrying.
So it sounds like you could do with cheering up.
And a day with you would certainly do that.
Well, I'm hoping it can be more than a day. We'll stay in a nice hotel in London after the tennis, then I can drive you back to Ambridge and stay up for the food and drink shindig.
Well, that would be marvellous, but won't Miranda mind?
Not at all. She can't stand tennis.
No, I didn't mean that. Won't she expect to come up to the awards dinner with you?
No, she's coming up the night before with her friends anyway. You should know. You booked the rooms.
Well, I didn't realise one of them was for her. But if she knows you're coming up early too, then...
No, she won't want to spend time with me. Not when she has her friends to entertain her.
Well, it sounds wonderful, darling.
I'll just meet up with Miranda at the awards as we planned.
As long as it won't be tricky.
It won't. And even if it was, I'm sure you'd handle the situation with your usual grace and charm.
I can't say no after that, can I? As if I would.
Good. So what time shall I pick you up tomorrow?
Oh, look, don't be silly, darling. You'd have to set off at the crack of dawn. No, I'll meet you there.
Well, not much of a treat if you have to drive yourself down. Are you busy this evening?
Not especially.
Well, why don't I drive up after work, then? That gives us another night together.
Oh, Justin, you are awful, but I like you.
Do you think Pip will be long on this call?
Depends how long it takes Toby to talk her into whatever it is.
Time for another drink, then. Do you want one?
I'm okay, thanks.
Well, don't tell me you're checking your Twitter feed.
I'm calculating the total weight gain.
And how much is it?
On average... So that's 1.3 kilos of live weight per day.
Without supplementary feed?
Of course. Impressed?
Yeah, I have to say I am.
Pip will be over the moon. And very low cost, no fertiliser, no purchased feed, no silage. Mm.
It has only been a few weeks.
Oh, I know, but it's a good start. And even with poor prices, we should make a profit.
We should.
All that and no more than an hour a day's management from Pip.
Yeah, it's been a good morning's work.
Yeah. Why don't you join Lillian and me for a celebratory drink?
Can I get you anything?
No, thanks. Adam should be here soon. So, you're doing your Wimbledon hampers again.
And the big screen TV, always popular.
It's very special, Wimbledon, so much part of the English summer.
We're going to see you up here.
Well, you might catch me on the big screen. I'm going tomorrow.
Oh, lucky you. However did you get tickets?
Well, not that difficult if you know the right people.
Hello, Lillian. All ready for Friday?
Yes, it's under control.
I don't suppose the judges have dropped any hints, have they?
Well, not to me, darling, but I should think you're in with a good chance. Wayne's been a revelation.
Yeah, I keep telling Kenton we should put him on a permanent contract.
But he isn't already.
No.
If you win, someone might snap him up on the knife.
Exactly. We need to get on with it.
Well, you're a fine one to talk. We're supposed to be meeting Wayne's new girlfriend, but this one can never get around to organising it.
Wayne's got a new girlfriend. You never told me.
No, because Jolene's got a mental block about
it. I have not. I've just been busy.
Yeah, well, I've had enough. I'm going to ask him now and get him to ring Beverly so we can fix a date.
Well, you can't do that.
Why can't I? You see what I mean, Lillian? I'm beginning to think there's something very suspicious
about
this.
No, you really can't.
Why ever not, darling? I'm sure Wayne would love to show her off.
And I'm looking forward to meeting her.
Yeah, because she's dead.
What?
Dead? But, Jolene, that's terrible.
Dead? Why didn't you say something before?
Well...
Here's Adam. I've got to go, but you'll have to tell me all about it later, Jolene.
Yeah, I will.
Poor Wayne, though. Look, tell him how sorry I am.
Yeah, of course.
I don't understand. When did this happen?
At the weekend.
But had she been ill or...
No. It's very sudden. Brain hemorrhage.
At the weekend? But he's been coming into work.
Well, it's the way he wanted it. Keep things normal.
Normal?
Well, that's why he asked me not to say anything to you about it. He didn't want to talk about it.
Oh, what a shock. I know they hadn't been together long, but even so... I don't know how he's coping.
He's very strong.
He must be. When we were talking earlier, I never would have guessed.
I don't suppose you would.
Oh, there was me wittering on about meeting Beverly. I mean, talk about twisting the knife.
Well, he'll open up to you when he's ready.
Yes. If that's the way he wants it.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I'll respect his wishes then. Oh, dear, that's shocking, though.
Yeah.
Right, well, I'd better get on.
Yeah, that's the way life goes on. So, Wayne, you're off the hook. Beverly's dead.
Poor Wayne.
Yeah, I know. What a terrible thing to happen.
Doesn't sound as though they'd been together long.
Well, that's not the point. However short a time they had, it must have been precious to him.
Bit odd. We've never seen her in the park.
Oh, might have been awkward. Jolene is his ex-wife.
He didn't want them to meet and exchange notes.
Jolene didn't want to meet her. That's what it sounded like from what Kenton was saying.
I don't know how you two do it. All this speculation about a woman we've never met and are never going to meet. I'll have enough trouble with the ones I can see.
Present company accepted, I hope.
You better not mean Mum. I shall tell her.
I mean Kate, of course.
Oh, Brian, her launch went very well in the end.
It's galvanised her into action. She's really excited about these people coming from London.
Only a few nights, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's a good contact. Their local friend must have been really impressed by the launch.
And she's only got a fortnight to get it all ready. They want some treatments, too.
Where's the money to pay for it coming from?
Well, not you, darling. We know that.
So does Kate. She's using the income from renting out her cottage.
Exactly. While she lives with us, rent-free, all bills paid.
Cheer up, darling. I'm going to be away for a few nights, so that's one less female under your feet.
Oh, thank goodness I've got one sensible daughter anyway. At least Alice is going to be well prepared for her interview on Friday.
I'll say. She's done nothing but quiz me about matters agricultural all week.
Oh, look, there's Kenton. Didn't you want to catch him?
Oh, yeah. I need to book the flood bar for Thursday. Alistair's calling an extraordinary meeting of the cricket club.
I think you need one, the way things are going.
Oh, I don't know. Harrison played a blinder on Sunday.
Just as well.
Richard Locke wasn't bad. Josh can come back now he's finished at college.
A veteran and a boy.
Darling, stop being such a wet blanket.
No, he's right. We can't go on like this. I'll have a word with Kenton now.
So, I told Adam it was all right.
Yeah, there shouldn't be any matches in the evening by that stage.
I did something else. Hmm? I know you told me not to.
Oh, you didn't talk to Wayne about Beverly?
Well, I had to. Oh. It seemed inhuman not to.
What did he say?
Well, he's amazing. I don't know how he's keeping it together.
Neither do I.
No. I feel that we've just got to support him at a time like this, which is why I've offered him a permanent contract.
You did what?
Yeah, I know. It's nothing compared to what he's lost.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
But it did bring a smile to his face, just for a second.
I bet it did.
And after what he's been through, I felt it was the least we could do. His world has been totally turned upside down. I just wanted to offer him a bit of stability.
Well, I'm sure that will be a great comfort to him.
Yeah, well, I hope so. Right, better take these through.
Yeah, thanks, darling. And thanks for what you've done for Wayne. You're a good man.
Well, I don't know about that. We should have done it in the first place, like you wanted to.
Yes, it would have saved a lot of trouble.
Hey, Wayne.
You chammy beggar. You always fall on your feet, don't you?
We're coming to the end of the strawberry.
Okay. Did you see the pictures of the elf migration Jennifer posted on the village website? There's a lovely one on the footpath by the river.
No, I haven't had a chance to look.
Oh, it's a nice one of you and Tony and Henry and all smiling together.
Well, I think he enjoyed himself.
Oh, I'm sure he did. Have you heard from Helen yet?
She hasn't rung, no. But that nice chaplain said it might take a few days.
Oh, it must be hard. Oh, sorry, Pat. Here I am, rabbited on about elves.
It's a bit of light relief. Did your sales go well?
Oh, yeah. The elves were very popular. Eddie and Joe reckon we're going to make a packet once the school holidays start.
I suppose so. You're not charging, though, are you?
No, just asking for donations. Ah. But with that and selling more elves and ears and so on, and the car park fee Eddie's insisting on.
I'm glad it's working out well.
Just wish things were going better for you.
I'd have to get used to it. We can't expect to be hearing from Helen all the time.
I suppose not.
She started work this week. She may just be busy.
Right. What kind of work would she do?
They try to find something appropriate, so she's in the vegetable garden.
Oh, that's nice. She'll feel more at home there.
I hope so. I'm thinking about her all the time, wondering what she's doing, how she is.
Well, she must be pleased to be working now. I mean, it's lovely to be able to spend time with your baby.
Not quite so lovely if you're stuck in one room with them all night long, all alone.
Yeah. And Helen's always liked to be up and doing.
She did. But that was before Rob. Oh, well, I hope it's going to make a difference for her.
That's right, Jack. You can reach it if you try.
He's so clever. I thought those baby gyms were a waste of time.
Well, Henry loved his. And Jaden likes it.
He seems to. Keeps them quiet, that's the main thing. How are you finding the veg patch?
Ah, well, they unlocked the back door and there it is.
You have perked up.
Well, it's good to be working outside. I lose myself in it. I don't even think about Jack. Do you think that's bad?
No. I never give Jaden a second thought when I'm in the salon. I know he's been well looked after.
It worried me at first. I'm so pleased to see him when I come in for lunch.
Yeah, of course you are.
I didn't think there was going to be any of course about it at the beginning.
He reminded you of your ex?
Well, he isn't my ex, he's my husband.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Anyway, I had that with Paige.
Did you?
Yep. But luckily, he didn't stick around long enough for me to keep being reminded.
Don't see it so much now, in Jack.
I think he looks like you.
Well, he looks like Henry, so that might be true.
Doesn't Henry look like his dad?
Wouldn't know.
Oh, I see.
No, it wasn't a one-night stand.
Oh. Well, what was it then?
A sperm donation.
Right. Oh, that was brave.
Don't know about that. I just wanted a baby so much. Thought we could manage without a father.
You were right there.
Was I? Perhaps I never quite believed it. Maybe that's why I was so grateful to Rob when he...
took on another man's kid. Yeah. Been there, got the T-shirt.
But now, when I think of him with Henry...
He'll be at school now, tucking into his dinner. I bet he loves school, doesn't he?
He used to. I don't know now.
Don't get upset. You can't do anything about it.
I know.
I'm sure he's being well looked after.
Rob does love him, I think. But that makes it worse in a way.
I know, but it won't help Henry, you beating yourself up about it. I was telling Lynette how good your haircut's looking.
Yeah, I'm pleased with it.
I wish I had hair like that.
It's good to be able to choose for myself again.
Rob chose for you, did he?
It was for the New Year ball. He persuaded me to try something different.
Oh, posh. An updo? Extensions?
No. It was frumpy, old-fashioned. I never really liked it. It wasn't me at all.
So a bit like when you arrived here, then?
Rob said I looked beautiful. Seemed easy to stick with it.
Always does. I bet he didn't like the way you dressed, either.
He just had different tastes.
And you went along with it for a quiet life.
Oh, no, it sounds pathetic.
No, it sounds very familiar.
When we went to the hunt ball, he didn't like what I was wearing, so I had to change. I didn't want that happening again.
Too much cleavage, was it? Flashing a bit of leg?
Well, he seemed to think so.
But you didn't?
No, I thought it was fine. It's really not my style, it never has been.
No, of course not. I bet you look great. He just didn't like other men looking at you.
Do you think so?
Yeah, Courtney's dad would have locked me in the house if he could.
But I would never have looked at another man. I was so in love with him.
No, it's nothing to do with what you're actually doing. It's an idea of us they get in their heads.
Yes. Kaz, that's right.
Took me a long time to get it.
Maybe that's why, in the end, I didn't recognise myself.
Yep.
I'd become what Rob told me I was.
So is Ed still thinking of getting these Texel sheep?
He'd like to, but he's weighing up his options.
Oh, that's sensible of him.
Quite a departure for you.
Well, not that so much. He'd really like to do it. But he wonders if it might be better to use the money to save for a deposit to rent somewhere, so they don't have to go back to living with Susan and Neil.
Oh, Clary, I'm sorry. All change again for you.
Might be sooner rather than later. We've got the surveyor coming next week.
Oh, dear. More problems.
Has someone come to take down the sycamore?
Oh, yeah. That's gone, thank goodness. A few days ago. Joe nearly went into mourning.
Oh.
But now he's discovered a great big puddle behind the settee.
Oh, good Lord, however did that get there?
Very good question, Tony.
You surely don't think Joe...
I hope not. But he really don't want us to move out.
Oh, that might be Helen. She'll be on her lunch break.
Afraid not. It's Rob.
Oh, take it in another room, please. I've had enough of that man for 1 week.
Hello, Rob. What can I do for you?
You can't really think Joe's been pouring water on the carpet. Even he wouldn't go that far, surely.
Maybe not. But I wouldn't put it past him to sprinkle a bit more around so it looks worse.
The surveyor will find some logical explanation.
I hope so.
Emma must be excited about Friday.
Yeah. Oh, her and Fallon were thrilled to make the short list.
Well, it is a nice feeling.
You must be ever so proud of Helen.
I just hope it's given her a lift to know her work here hasn't been forgotten.
You going?
Oh, yeah. Tony and I both are. That was quick.
Yeah. He wants to come round and see us later. It's about Henry.
And was he nice? I mean, back then.
He was lovely. Seeing him with Henry, I thought my troubles were over. I thought I had a loving partner who loved my son.
But everyone was happy for you.
I think Mum had some worries about him, but I told her everything was fine. I really thought it was, Kaz. What happened? Why did that change?
I don't know. I never met the bloke.
No.
It sounds like it changed slowly, though. Is that right?
So slowly I didn't notice. Maybe.
Did he want to know where you were all the time?
No. Well, he liked me to text him to let him know where I was. I mean, that's not unreasonable.
Well, did you do the same to him?
Of course not. Why would I?
Well, why would he, then?
Well, he certainly had no reason to be suspicious of anything I was doing.
No?
No. I just can't be... Oh, my God.
What?
The police, they told me they found tracking software on my phone.
Whoa.
How could I have forgotten that?
Maybe he didn't want to remember. He shut down. Block it all out.
That must be how he knew I was at the school the day I picked up Henry early. Oh, he was so angry.
Angry?
I suppose that's why I didn't question what he was doing there.
Why was he angry?
I was taking Henry out of school for a treat.
And Rob didn't approve?
Oh, of course not. So I didn't tell him.
Were you frightened of him, Helen?
No. I just didn't want to...
upset him.
Yeah. No one likes their partner being angry with them.
No, especially if it happens a lot.
But it didn't. I made sure of that.
He did what he wanted.
Well, you do, don't you, if you love someone?
Depends.
On what?
Why you do it.
Well, because if I didn't...
he'd be angry with you.
Yes. Do you think I was frightened of him?
Like I say, I don't know, Helen. But he sounds pretty scary to me.
I'll cut straight to the chase.
Yes, please.
Henry arrived home from school yesterday in tears.
Oh, no. What happened?
One of the other children told him his mother was a murderer and the police had locked her in prison.
Oh, good heavens. What did you say?
I said she wasn't a murderer, but she'd been accused of doing something bad and she had to stay locked up until a jury decided whether she had.
You think that's an appropriate way to talk to a 5-year-old about his mother?
It's accurate. In the circumstances, I think I was remarkably restrained.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you?
He had to say something, Pat.
If you want to feed him a more sugar-coated version, that's up to you. Personally, I don't think that'll help Henry at all.
Sugar-coated?
We'll do what we think is right for Henry.
Well, that's what we all want, isn't it? I'll leave you to it, then. See you on Sunday.
Yes, Rob. Bye.
I can't believe you stuck up for that man.
What else could I say? He had a point. Henry was bound to find out where Helen really was sometime.
But not like this.
But we knew we'd have to discuss it with Rob. And we couldn't find the right moment.
So he is still dictating how we treat our grandchild?
Not exactly dictating.
And who suffers? Henry. He must be more confused than ever. We just can't protect him, can we? However hard we try.
We can only do our best, Pat. Nothing more.
Looks like everyone had the same idea.
It is a lovely evening.
Yeah. I feel bad about taking you away from Lily and Freddie.
Don't be. They're off celebrating their GCSEs ending. Again.
Oh, I see. I didn't realise they'd finished.
There's no reason you should unless you've got a child taking them.
I suppose it's an advantage having twins. Not so much to remember.
They were doing slightly different subjects, so I still had to keep an eye on it. Or, more accurately, I had to keep an eye on Freddie.
Hmm. Still no fonder of school.
I'm afraid he takes after his parents. Never really suited me or Nigel.
Lily will do well, though.
Oh, yeah. Lily's got her eye on the prize. Always has done.
Like her mum.
Not when I was her age. Anyway, we came out to talk about your child, not mine.
Hmm. Yeah, it seems very trivial with all you've got on your plate.
It's just family life at our house. Normal for Lowell Oxley. So, what's the problem?
It's about the school holidays. I want to take Sasha to Italy for 2 weeks.
Ooh, sounds idyllic.
Yeah, but Chloe thinks it's too long for her to be away.
Oh. That's a bit ridiculous. I mean, a girl of her age, I presume she wants to go.
Oh, yes. I asked her first.
Very sensible.
No, well, that's another black mark. I should have checked with Chloe, apparently.
Well, and she would have said no, and Sasha would have missed out on a fabulous holiday.
Yeah, and I see so little of Sasha. I wanted the chance to spend proper time with her.
Perhaps that's what she's jealous of.
You think so?
Richard, if someone offered to take my two away for 2 weeks, I'd bite their hand off. Oh, hi, Adam. Alistair.
Hi.
Alistair.
Richard.
Come and join us. There's plenty of room.
No, we can't, unfortunately.
We're having an extraordinary meeting of the cricket club committee.
It wasn't that extraordinary on Sunday.
Harrison Burns played well.
Better than some.
Good thing he did.
The meeting will address our weaknesses.
Join us, Richard. You've got so many opinions.
No. I'm a new boy. I'm sure you'll do much better without me.
And if you need any more information about our product, go to the Upper Class Eggs website.
And that's a wrap.
Thank you, Pip.
No, the script was good. It was better than the other one.
I'm glad you thought so.
There is just one thing.
I thought there might be.
Look, in places. The background audio isn't as good as your visuals.
Yeah, no, I haven't added much. I'm better at pictures than sound.
But that's because you never listen.
OK, now you're spoiling it.
No, I don't want to. I want to make it better.
All suggestions gratefully received.
There's a lovely sequence when the hens are going home to roost.
Yes, I'm rather proud of that.
Well, the sound of a blackcap singing would just give it that extra something.
Well, that's a brilliant idea. Do you know where we can find one?
This evening. Well,
do they only sing in the morning?
No, we might be lucky. Well, we could try the scrub on Lakey Hill.
What are we waiting for? I'll go and get the equipment.
This is a disaster. I didn't expect many to come, but...
I know. Never thought it would just be us.
Shows you why Ambridge Cricket's in such dire straits. No commitment.
Will and Roy did send their apologies.
You heard back from Tom?
No, but he was a long shot, obviously.
Is that him now? What does he say?
Sorry, completely forgot. No way I can join you. Apologies.
I'm going to start ringing round.
Well, what's the point? People will have settled themselves down for the evening by
now.
Well,
they can unsettle themselves. Are you suggesting we just give up?
No, of course not, but there is another way.
Tell me.
There's at least one other cricketer on the premises.
Oh, Richard Locke. But he was being so snooty.
Do you care?
No, I don't. He can get himself up here, put his money where his mouth is.
Oh, and some of the rest of the team may be propping up the bar for all we know.
Good thinking. Let's go and see. We'll make this meeting quiet if it kills us.
Any reply to your message yet?
You're joking, aren't you? This is Toby we're talking about. If I'd had a pint for every time he stood me up, I'd be an alcoholic.
It's not like Pip, though.
I agree. Oh, but Toby would have swept her along.
There you are. Oh, ye of little faith.
Oh, Elizabeth's right. This is Pip. Really sorry to let you down. Toby and I gone to record a black cap.
Well, that's a new one.
If that's what they're doing.
Pip says it is.
Oh, yeah, of course she does. But when they get there, it'll be a pub called the Black Cap, and Toby will say, oh, what a coincidence.
You're very cynical.
Realistic.
The Black Cap sing beautifully on Lakey Hill. And they could stay to watch the sunset.
Pip would like that.
So, are you excited about the awards dinner?
Oh, well, I would be if I knew which of us was going. Ah, that's another thing we were going to sort out tonight.
Aren't you both invited?
Yeah, but we've only got one DJ. We have to toss for it.
You excited, Elizabeth?
I'm like Rex. I would be, but my plus one's disappeared. Hugh's mum's been taken ill, so he's had to pull out.
Oh, that's a shame. Can't you take someone else?
It's such short notice. Unless... I don't suppose you'd like to come, would you?
Right, you. Upstairs.
I beg your pardon?
You too, Rex. No excuses.
What on earth is this about?
The meeting. We're not quorate.
Well, I'm sorry to hear it, but...
Sorry won't cut it.
No, you're a member of the team. You need to be there.
I've only just started playing.
Me too. That doesn't matter.
Well, maybe not to you, but... I came for a quiet drink with Elizabeth. I can't just abandon her.
I don't mind. Not if the future of Ambridge cricket is at stake.
It is.
In fact, it's all rather exciting.
Yeah, I know. I've never felt so wanted. No one's ever tried to kidnap me before.
But what will you do?
I'll talk to Kenton. Don't worry, Richard. I'll wait for you.
We shan't be long.
Oh, you better not be.
Come on, then. Let's get on with it.
Have you got enough now?
I think so. It really is very beautiful.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, thanks for suggesting it.
It's my pleasure.
Right, well, we'd better get down to the Bull to join Rex.
Oh, couldn't we just stay here? It's such a lovely evening.
Seems a bit mean.
You messaged. He won't be expecting us now.
I suppose not. Though I could message him again.
Too complicated. He might even have gone home.
That's true. I thought you were desperate for a beer.
Yeah, I was a scout.
I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, scout's honour. Ask Rex. Which means I'm prepared for any eventuality.
Like being a long way from a pub.
And grabbing the chance to watch the sunset with a beautiful girl.
You can drop the flattery now. I've done the voiceover for you.
It's the truth.
Of course it is. Now, where's this beer?
The question is, what are we going to do about the state of Ambridge cricket?
Yeah. Well, don't ask us.
Yeah, we only just started playing for the team.
Yeah, but that's all we need, new blood.
Well, I wouldn't say I was new blood.
To play alongside our more experienced players.
Very tactful.
Stop, wait a minute. There's something that needs to happen before we can start implementing any major changes.
And what's that?
I need to step down as captain.
Eh? What? Alistair, what are you talking about?
I wasn't entirely sure, but after tonight's fiasco...
That's hardly your fault.
Quite.
Yeah. Well, not tonight, perhaps, but... Us failing to field a team against Waterley Cross was certainly my responsibility.
Don't you think you're being a bit hard on yourself?
No! I've taken my eye off the ball.
To coin a phrase.
Since the flood, really. Having to move the surgery. You know, my work got so demanding, it just isn't fair to the rest of the team.
Well, I don't know that they'd agree with you.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's selfish.
No.
But I'd be happier playing without the added responsibility of being captain.
Oh, you'd still play?
Oh, yeah, of course he would. We can't do without Alice.
That's very kind of you, Adam. I do think I'd be much more used to you on the field.
Used to me? Now, just a minute, Alistair. Yeah. I can't take over as captain.
But you're the obvious choice. Yeah.
I'm just as busy with work as you are. And if my marriage is going to survive, I need to spend more time with Ian.
Well, that leaves us with a dilemma, doesn't it?
It does. Mm.
Though not maybe an insoluble one.
What? Oh, you're joking. My captaining days are long gone.
Yeah, that's a good point, Adam. Maybe someone younger would be a good idea.
Thank you for your support.
Yeah, after all, we did say we were looking for new blood.
Don't look at me. I've got two businesses to run.
Well, you're the only one left in the room who hasn't been asked, Rex.
I'm a rugby player.
Well, technically, yes.
Technically. I know next to nothing about cricket.
Okay.
So there's no one in the room who could take it on, but we could look wider than that, surely.
Do you have someone in mind?
Yeah. I'm surprised you and Alistair didn't think of him.
Harrison Burns. Yeah.
Of course. Rex was right. He's the obvious choice.
Yeah, especially after the way he played on Sunday. Well, you got us off the hook, Rex, so let's drink to that.
Cheers.
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 But surely you can't just elect him captain in his absence.
Oh, no, that wouldn't be the proper procedure at all.
We'll have to ask him.
And are you sure he'll agree?
Oh, he'll say yes.
Of course he will.
So, her interview's tomorrow, thank goodness.
She's been pestering you for advice?
Just a bit. Like, every day.
I suppose that's flattering.
Yeah, it's one word for it.
She does seem like a little go-getter.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, when she knows what she wants, there is no stopping her. Like her and Chris.
Yeah, they don't seem like the likeliest of couples.
Mm. And they have had their ups and downs, but... Well, it works.
Can't even imagine how they got together.
Alice passed out at a club and Chris brought her home.
Alcohol, the start of so many beautiful relationships. Cheers. Mm.
You know, they got married in Las Vegas.
You're joking. Hmm? Well, good for them.
It's not what Jennifer thought.
I can imagine.
Alice hadn't even finished her degree, and, here they are. Still together.
Well, you know what they say. Opposites attract. Like you and me.
Me and you?
Hmm. Come on, Pip. I know you lured me up to Lakey Hill with some lame excuse about birdsong.
Is that right?
And then got me drunk.
I got you drunk.
So you could have your wicked way with me.
Toby Fairbrother, you are the most arrogant, vain, self-satisfied...
And you're irresistible.
What do you think about this one?
Oh, yes, I've always liked you in that.
Oh, you don't think it's too much?
It's quite understated for you.
Oh, so difficult, Jenny. I want to do Justin proud.
Oh, do you?
Well, you know, as a social secretary to the main sponsor, I've got to look my best.
Yeah, of course you have.
On the other hand, I don't want to look as though I'm trying to outshine Miranda.
Mm. A difficult balancing act.
Mm. So.
Yeah, that strikes exactly the right note.
Mm, thank you, darling. I'll go with this then. Now, up the right shoes.
Oh, Alice just rang.
Oh, yeah. How did her interview go?
Oh, well, she thinks. But she won't know until next week whether she's needed for a second interview.
Oh, how frustrating.
Be worth the wait if she gets it. Mm. It was a real surprise to Brian and me. But it would be wonderful to have her working in agriculture as well.
There, I knew I had a pair the right colour.
I'd be astonished if you hadn't.
Oh, I had a phone call too, from Helen.
Oh, how did you sound?
Different. I don't know. Much more like herself.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah. And we've arranged a new time for me to go up.
Well, that's marvellous. Mm.
Anna Tregoran.
Hi, Anna.
Oh, Helen. Oh, how good to hear from you.
I hope this isn't too late. You weren't about to go home?
Oh, no, not at all.
Only I've started work now and it's more difficult to find a time.
It's fine, honestly. How are you liking the work?
Yeah, really enjoying it. I'm in the vegetable garden.
Oh, well, gardening can be very therapeutic.
Mm, I'm lucky they gave it to me.
I'm glad you rang. I've been hoping you would.
Sorry it took so long.
Oh, there's no need to apologise. It's an ordeal being in court, even by video link. It took you some time to recover.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, it took me some time too.
But a courtroom is such familiar territory to you.
Well, the room, maybe. The cases never are. Especially when you feel you've made mistakes.
Mistakes?
Oh, not legal ones. But I got off to a sticky start. You must have noticed.
I found that rather reassuring.
Reassuring?
That you were as nervous as I was.
Well, I know you found it hard. Is that because you found it hard to build up a rapport with me? Because if you think you'd be better represented by someone else...
No! I don't want that. Anna, don't give up on me.
I would never do that.
I wouldn't blame you, but...
You've suffered a major trauma. Don't underestimate what that does to you.
Yes. I don't mean to be difficult.
Well, of course you don't. You're not. But, of course, from my point of view, I need to build up a case for you, and only you can help with that.
It's just so hard to see things clearly.
Of course it is.
And when I try, I don't sleep so well.
It will take time and courage.
Yes.
But when you can, if you want to tell me, you know I'm here.
Yes. Thank you, Anna.
Pat, how lovely to see you. So glad you could come.
So were we.
Tony's with you?
Yes, he's just talking to Brian.
Splendid. I must catch up with him later. Oh, it's a marvellous turnout, isn't it, Jennifer?
Yes, all the great and the good of Borsetshire.
All down to your sister's hard work and her immense charm, of course.
Oh, she'd be glad to hear you said that.
Well, I'd tell her myself if I could find her. Where is she, do you know?
Sorting something out for one of Miranda's friends. I think it was to do with fishing.
Perhaps I'd better go and rescue her. They can be a little imperious. Do enjoy yourselves, won't you? I want everyone to have the most... splendid evening.
Thank you. He's very full of himself. Anyone would think he was the host, not Caroline and Oliver.
Yeah, Brian says he reminds him of the Cheshire Cat.
Oh, yes. The grin, the teeth. He's right.
Except he hasn't disappeared yet.
Yes, that is odd. I thought once Route B was off the table, we wouldn't see him for dust.
Oh, Brown thinks he's got something else up his sleeve.
Do you?
No. I think there's a much simpler explanation for him looking like the cat who's got the cream. Though, Lillian, Justin's looking for you.
Oh, has Miranda's friend been complaining to him too?
Far from it. He was coming to rescue you.
Oh, my knight in shining armour.
Isn't he just?
You know, she is easy, the most obnoxious of them. And believe me, that's saying something.
Here comes the Queen herself.
Oh, Miranda! Now, I do hope... Heavens, your dress!
Well, I'm glad you like it. But we've got more important things to talk about.
Miranda, may I introduce you to my sister-in-law, Pat Archer?
Not another one. I can't keep up with all of you. And it's nice to meet you, too. I need a serious word, Lillian. My friends aren't at all happy with the arrangement so far.
Oh, Lillian knows that. And I think you'll find she's across it all.
This fishing trip tomorrow, it's for a very influential friend of mine. He's had no itinerary, no time tip. Are you listening to me, Lillian?
Of course she is.
You're making yourself very clear.
Well, she seems totally mesmerised by my outfit. I'm glad you like it, but...
Miranda, I'm afraid you need to change now.
What?
Well, it's the only thing we can do in the circumstances. We need to go up to your room. No time to lose.
What on earth was all that about?
I've got no idea. All I can say is Lillian's a braver woman than I am.
I had no intention of causing a scene in public. It's not my style.
I'm sorry.
But you had better have a damn good reason for humiliating me like that.
I had to get you out of that room before the mayor's wife arrived.
The mayor's wife?
Yes. Have you met her?
Of course I haven't met her. What on earth has the mayor's wife got to do with me?
She'll be wearing the same dress.
How can you possibly know that?
Because she's only got one posh frock and it comes out every time.
You can't be serious.
I think one designer dress was all the mayor's savings would stretch to. Of course, she looks awful in it. I mean, she can't carry it off like you do.
Don't think you're going to get round me by flattery. Why have I got to change? Why can't she?
Well, because she's come from home and you're staying here. And she and the mayor are the guests of honour, of course.
Oh!
Not much money, but a lot of influence. I'm sure you wouldn't want to embarrass Justin.
I wouldn't want to embarrass myself, certainly.
And I'm sure a woman of your taste and sophistication wouldn't have come away to a function like this without packing an alternative outfit in case of a wardrobe malfunction.
You're very good at this, aren't you?
Thank you, Miranda. I just hope Justin feels the same way.
I think you handled the situation brilliantly.
Well, I'm not sure Miranda would agree with you.
Well, she ought to be grateful to you for saving her from social embarrassment.
Well, she did manage to say thank you when I left, but it nearly choked her.
Bet. Oh, I shouldn't think gratitude springs from her naturally.
Ah, Lillian, here you are.
Oh, yes. Oh, sorry. Did you need me?
No, but I saw you talking to Miranda and then you both disappeared. Was there a problem?
Oh, well, there was, but Lillian solved it.
Nothing for you to worry about. Oh, here she comes.
But she's wearing a different outfit.
Yeah, well, don't mention that for heaven's sake. I'll explain later. Miranda, let me get you a drink.
Oh, that's fine. I've got one coming.
Darling, you're looking very lovely. I've always liked that frock.
Oh, you're jolly lucky to have a husband who notices what you wear.
Justin always notices what women are wearing.
Oh, I don't know about that. But I feel as though I've walked into the pages of Vogue in my present company.
You haven't seen the mayor's wife yet.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Went down the wrong way.
So, Lillian, have you done anything interesting this week?
She's been organising this splendid event.
Apart from that.
Well, yes, actually, I managed to get down to Wimbledon, to the men's quarter-finals.
Oh, really?
I was lucky. Someone offered me a ticket.
Oh, you must have been very pleased.
Oh, I was.
I can't be doing with tennis. Justin's the fan.
Oh, yes, I enjoy a good game.
I'm sure you do.
So, it gives me particular pleasure, after the superb dinner we've just enjoyed, particularly the strudel with ice cream and berries, that the award for haute cuisine goes to Ian Craig, head chef here at Grey Gables.
Oh, well done, Ian.
Hey, marvellous, darling, marvellous.
So, if he can fight off his well-wishers and come and accept his award.
That's lovely, Jennifer. I'm so pleased.
Oh, I hope Brian got back in time to hear it.
Oh, he and Tony have been forever getting those drinks.
Yes. Oh, it's been a good night for the Archers, with the ball winning the family dining category as well.
Yeah, I hope Elizabeth didn't mind not getting the top spot.
She says she's getting used to it.
Oh.
It's nice that she brought Richard.
Oh, here comes Ian. He looks overwhelmed. I don't suppose he'll make a very long speech.
Yeah, well, thank goodness for that. Some of the winners seem to be practising for the Oscars.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together, please, for the best chef in Borsetshire, Ian Craig.
Not surprised upper-class eggs didn't win. Their sales figures fell off a cliff at the shop.
Well, I'm surprised that Toby didn't come, though.
I found something better to do, I expect.
I was disappointed for Emma and Fallon, though. They said that they were...
Now, the final award of the evening.
Oh, good luck, Pat.
I don't have much hope.
The award for best artisan product.
Well, I do. I've got everything crossed for you, darling.
And the winner is... Helen Titchener with her delectable Borsetshire blue cheese.
Oh, that's wonderful. I can't believe it.
Oh, listen to that applause, darling. Oh.
Well, I suppose there are people here who don't
Look,
know.
You must go and collect it.
Me?
Yes, go on. Do it for Helen.
Oh, yes. Yes, I will. It'll mean so much to her.
Oh, poor love.
Oh, yes.
They're cheering for her, aren't they? For Pat and Tony.
It doesn't matter who they're for. They'll have something good to tell Helen. And that hasn't happened for a very long time.
We'll be right back.
You can follow the Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.